Okay, so what I want to share today is how to dial for dollars. Now, everything in business starts with a sale. All jobs, you know, you need a sale to kick them off. And today, like, you know, get a job, you need to sell it first. So today we're going to talk about the quickest way to a sale. And what we're going to do here is actually give you a trigger that you can pull when you need work. So look, there's a couple of other strategies that we've shared before that are in the membership site. One in particular is called the Email Accelerator, which is a specific email and format of email that you can send to your database to get work when you need it. But even shorter distance between two people is this thing here. It's called the telephone. It's literally can be a cash machine if you know how to use it and you're actually prepared to use it. Now, I have a special love for the telephone. It's actually one of the reasons that we're here. When I started this business in 2009, 2010, way I got started was actually using the telephone. So went to a sales training course, got taught how to use the telephone, and I just cold call people out of the yellow pages. And a lot of those businesses were plumbers and electrical contractors. And within 8 weeks, I had 10 clients, all by just using the telephone. It's unbelievably powerful. You haven't changed a bit, Tony. Yeah. Thanks, Kevin. It's an incredible tool to help generate money quickly. Alrighty. So the problem, here's the problem. If you don't have a system that, you know, allows you to hustle work quickly, and you don't know how to use the telephone money machine, there's some things that can happen. Now, first thing is you'll find that you can get gaps in your workflow. So things are going well, but it just sort of dies off and you're left with these sort of dull spots. Might be a few days, could be a week or two before things pick up again. Now, the challenge is obviously that marketing has lead time. So there's setup time. So the results of marketing, they may not come for a few days or a few weeks or even a few months sometimes. And if you find that your workflow drops off, you know, the devil finds work for idle hands. So you'll find that the productivity drops off as well. And people are kind of standing around not doing that much and you're still paying them. Lumpy revenue. So holes in your workflow obviously lead to holes in your cash flow. Now, you may have experienced this. You can have a great 3 months and then you have a poor month and that effectively gobbles up all the profit you made in the good months. And it feels like two steps forward and, you know, one and a half steps back. The profit you actually made, it evaporates. If you don't know how to use the phone, you can actually feel quite awkward and tongue-tied. So using the phone to, you know, talk about work or try and get work or to even chase money or follow up quotes or bids can often leave you with sweaty palms, a dry mouth, and you just procrastinate. In fact, I would love to know. Let's be honest. Put your hand up like this. If the thought of getting on the phone, looking for work or chasing money makes you feel a little awkward, just put your hand up nice and high. Yep. Now, if you didn't put your hand up, you're one of the special few who don't, you know, had the give a shit lobe and your brain moved at birth, or you're probably lying. Because even for seasoned veterans, there can be a little bit of a pull when it comes to actually using the telephone money machine. If you get this right, look, you're going to have a system to hustle work quickly. You can use it and it's like a loaded gun. So it's a weapon you've got ready to get work when you can see a hole opening up in your workflow or your cash flow. So it's something that's actually there. It actually makes you feel really confident because you know that there's some levers you can pull if things do get a little bit light for whatever reason. It's going to help you get consistent revenue. So you can fill in the holes in your cash flow and that keeps the profit and the cash flow consistent and stable. Now, the key to successful profit is to make profit every month and build your cash flow every month. We don't want to do that 2 out of 3 months because, as I said, that third month can actually take away a lot of the gains. And if you do have a good system for how to use the phone, It's a bit like golf. You play best when you're confident. You know, your swing's nice and loose and you play better. So you'll have a method that you know you can get work. You'll feel good about it. You'll feel good about the fact that you can master your fears around phone sales as well. And that applies to whether you're asking for money or chasing work or, you know, following up quotes or bids as well. So, team, love to know. Moment of honesty. Just put in the chat, how do you actually feel about getting on the phone?
Should you have any slides up, mate?
Oh, I did, but I wasn't sharing them. But that's cool. So how do you actually feel about getting on the phone?
Yeah.
Pop it in the chat. It
scares the crap out of me. Procrastinate, Kirsty. That's a big one, right? Hate it. Feeling uneasy. Awkward, Damien. Yep, procrastinate again. Looking for someone else to do it. Tim Payne. Yeah, mate. Don't mind chasing work, but I don't like chasing money. Yeah, that might be the balancing act, right? Put it off, procrastinate. It's a big theme here. Just putting it off, not doing it. I feel like I've failed if I call a peer to ask for work. Okay, Ben. Lindsay, I don't mind the phone. It's glued to my ear. A few people like that. Some days are better than others, Paul. Chris, we have a good example of not hitting targets with no lever to pull quickly. Yeah, that's right. David, great way to keep work going. Stay in practice by doing it every day. Nice one. A few that don't mind it too much. It's cool. Awkward reminding clients to pay. Yeah, Corey. Yeah, heaps of procrastinate in there or turned into emails as well.
Yep, so it's definitely a thing that brings out some interesting challenges. And some people are definitely better at it than others, but it is an incredibly powerful tool. And today we're going to learn some ways to master it as well. So let's jump in and get into it. So in your workbook on page 15, if you want to get into your workbook, we've just got a few key principles I'm going to talk through here that help. And I think are really important to understand. So first thing is with getting on the phone or any marketing for that matter, is you need to play the numbers game. So really simply, if you think of a circle, at any one point in time, there are a percentage of people who are interested in buying now. Now that percentage varies. It's somewhere between maybe 5% and 10%. Okay. The rest of the people, they may be interested. These are kind of the green people, if you like. Well, they're not actually green, but you know, they're green for go in terms of maybe they, you know, need your services or have a problem that you can solve or are happy to use you. The rest of them, they are more amber or red. So they might be interested, may not be, but you know, now's not really the right time anyway. So here's the thing, if you contact one or two people, what's the likelihood of them being in that 5 or 10% is probably not that high. You might get lucky. But if you contact 10 people or 20 people, much more likely to hit people who are actually ready to do business now. So the success of any marketing, particularly when you're dialing for dollars, is that it's a numbers game. Some people are going to say no, that's fine. Every no you get is closer to, you know, the yes you're going to get as well. So you need to understand that it is a numbers game. And if you call two people and don't have success, that's actually kind of to be expected. But if you call 10, there'll be, you know, maybe one or two people in that bracket who are ready to talk to you now who can actually use your services. So I think that's really important. You need to play the numbers game. Second thing is we need to cultivate the soil. So cold calling is one thing. Look, as I said, I started in business, in this particular business, just calling people out of the yellow pages, cold as a fridge. What we want to do is not cold calling. We want to do something, what I call hot or warm calling. So people you actually know. And what we want to do is use our dialing for dollars strategy as part of a, you know, a bigger marketing strategy. So if the only thing you ever do is pick up the phone and call people for work, look, you will get some success, but it's hard work. We actually want to use it on top of everything else that we're doing to fill the, you know, the rough spots or the gaps in our schedule. And we do that, and it works much better if we've already built up what I call know, like, and trust. So the people we are going to call are people who already know us, already like us, and already trust us. So that's going to be, you know, much more profitable for us, because the only reason that they'll say no is then if they just don't have a job for us to do. But if they have a job for us to do that we could help with, they're going to be able to say yes. But they don't need to go through the know, like, and trust. So that's all about the authority of your marketing. What I mean by that is, what is your social media presence? Do you have a system for nurturing prospects? Now, for those of you who haven't seen it, there's a brilliant training. We have a really powerful training called the Prospect Nurture System, which outlines a system for nurturing prospects from cold to warm. Email marketing, your website, previous clients, they see the vans, they see, you know, the signs, all that sort of thing. If that's all happening, you're cultivating the soil. So it's a much easier place to actually go farming or dialing for dollars in. Next thing is you've got to be prepared. So Toby does the slides. He loves racing, loves Formula One. And in Formula One, every possibility is looked at. It's accounted for ahead of time. They're really prepared for race day. So same with us. When we're going to go dialing for dollars, we need to be prepared. We need a script. We need to have practiced. And we need to have a clear list of the prospects or potential people we could contact beforehand. There's no point just sort of sitting down at your desk with your phone and it's like, oh, what do I do now? We need a system and a strategy for it. And we really need to be prepared ahead of time. It's what we're going to do today. Fourth thing is we need to master the inner game. So the thought of getting on the phone, that can really freak people out. So we have to master the inner mind games. Now, I'm going to be really simple. There's a lot of psychology around this, but really, at the end of the day, it's pretty simple. You either get on the phone and do it or you don't. And what I've found helps massively is to understand at the bottom of any sales call, any sales activity, is the fear of rejection. Yep. What if they say no? It's kind of like, it's like a mental death when someone says no to you, or a psychological death. The thing is, it doesn't kill you at all. In fact, when people say no, it's actually pretty easy. It's actually the fear of them saying no, or the fear of rejection, that's actually the problem. That's what gets us started. You pick up the phone and someone says no, you're, oh, okay, whatever. It's no problem. But it's the fear of them saying no that's actually the problem. So we just have to do it. And there's a couple of strategies I'm going to talk about in a minute that'll help us do it. If you can master this skill, you'll use that confidence that you get in, and you can use that confidence that it generates in every area of your business and of your life. You know, you can use it when you're asking for money. I love that, David. Go for no in the conversation. Yeah. Yep, aim for no, which is awesome. Asking for money, asking for work, dealing with difficult clients or team members, it's all the same mental muscle that we use. So it's learning to be more assertive, that, you know, and it's learning to actually put ourselves out there. So master the inner game with dialing for dollars. It'll help with every area of the business. It's really just the fear of rejection that's the big challenge. And lastly, absolutely critical to deal with the fear and procrastination and get yourself in the right mental state. So, you know, success on the phone or in actually any area of sales is not so much about what you say, although that definitely helps a whole lot. It helps from the point of view that you'll feel confident, but it's more about how you actually say things. That's the key to success. It's how you come across. So if you come across confident, funny, assured, and professional rather than timid, weak, and awkward, makes all the difference. People buy who you are, not what you are and what you say so much. Now, there's a bunch of ways that we can actually do this. And this is incredibly powerful. I just want to share a little bit about this with you. This is something that probably been the biggest learning that I've had in business and in life, is that we can monitor and manage the state or how we feel way more than we believe we can. And it's absolutely crucial for success is that we're able to put ourselves in a positive, assertive state of mind as much as possible, because that's when good things happen. If we're feeling anxious, And I suffer from anxiety. I admit that, and I've talked about that before. It's been very helpful. But if you are anxious or you're feeling a bit low or whatever, it's very difficult for your activity to have as much power and success as if you're feeling on top of things. Just give me a thumbs up if that makes sense. Like if you're feeling down, you find things just don't flow quite so well. But if you're feeling on top of things, you kind of own the world. And the more we can manage our internal state, the better results we get and just the happier life we have as well. So there's a bunch of things that help here. Now, number one is exercise. So the endorphins that you get from exercising are unbelievable. It is the best drug ever, and it's free. So that can help. You know, if you're cold calling or you're making calls or doing difficult stuff in your business, go for a good walk or do some exercise beforehand. You'll feel way more pumped about it. Breathing is great. And I'm going to share a strategy for that in a minute. Using positive affirmations or visualizations are all great things you can do to help put yourself in the right state. What I am going to do, though, team, is I'm just going to teach you a real quick breathing strategy that you can use that'll help get your energy up and put you in a great state for actually making your sales calls. So if you can stand up where you are, just everyone stand up. And if you can see the screen here, I want you to think about a circle. So we're going to breathe in a circle, which means we never stop. The way we breathe in a circle is like this. We breathe in through the nose with a nice, big, deep breath. And then we breathe out through the mouth. Okay, so you breathe in through the nose, out through the mouth. And you just keep cycling that around. Okay, so what we're going to do, we're just going to do that for 60 seconds. Now, don't try and go too fast. Just get a nice steady rhythm. You don't need to just. Okay, so I'm going to put the timer on for 60 seconds and we'll breathe in the circle for 60 seconds. Let's go. Just close your eyes. Apologies for hearing my deep breathing, but when you can hear someone else, it sort of helps. Breathe right into your belly.
Slick.
Yeah.
Not too shabby to judge.
So we've got 30 seconds left. We're just going to increase the rate of breathing a little bit faster. So more seconds. Now I want you to breathe right to the top. Hold it there for 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Then just let it out. All right. Nice big stretch. Stretch to the side. The other side. Okay, shake it out. Just love to know. Just put in the chat how you feel after that. Just one word. Yeah, dizzy.
Relaxed, heaps of dizzy. I feel you with the lightheaded. Always gets me. Refreshed, yeah. Awesome. Ready to dial. Love it, yeah, Dan.
Nice.
Awesome.
I like it. Yeah, so breathing is an incredible, it's one of the best skills I've ever learned to manage anxiety, stress levels, and to get you in the zone as well. Definitely, you might feel a little bit lightheaded, a little bit tingly. That's okay because your body's being oxygenated. Yep. Cool. Okay, so We're getting in the right state, which is awesome. What I'd love to know, team, before we actually get into the how-to here, because this is going to be nice and practical, is what have you found most helpful or most valuable from what we've talked about just around dialing for dollars and using the phone and getting yourself in the right state? Just pop it in the chat. What's been most helpful or most interesting?
Brian Scott, invigorated. Good word, mate.
Yeah, invigorated. It's so good.
Control the mind. Yeah, Trevor. Learning to be more assertive. Good outtake, Alex. Be prepared, use the script. Just do it, Dale. Nice. Getting in the right mindset beforehand. Yeah, positive affirmations. Love it. Numbers game. Yeah, big one. Got to just nail it all out and prepare for no, like we talked about. Get over the fear. Just do it. Have a strategy. Yeah, Ben. Master the inner game. Don't have a fear of no. Nice one, Ollie.
Uncomfortable is normal. Yeah, do it anyway. Love it.
Yeah.
Just do it, like Nike said. Yeah. Okay, cool. Lovely, team. Appreciate that. Okay, let's get into it. So the first thing we need to do is we need to build a list. So all marketing is about actually having a list. It's about who am I going to contact? Who are my prospects? And creating a list of names is the best way to start. So look, it's pretty simple, this process. And we're going to do it right here, right now. There's really three lists that we can have. So this your traditional cold list. So the cold list. So those are people who don't know you, probably never heard of you. And if you call them, it would be like, you know, who the heck are you? Okay. Definitely can work, but not the preferred strategy, but can work. So the way you get those lists, you could do a drive-by and just, you know, collect names. You can scrape the internet, so you just sort of search the internet. Scrape the internet. You can buy lists, so you can purchase lists of, you know, if you wanted to target real estate companies or rental companies, you could buy a list of the property managers, real estate agents, and start targeting them. And we cover this in other training. So that's your cold list. Then you've got your warm list. So your warm list is, that's people on your database. That will be, maybe people in your social media. So they've perhaps liked your page, or they're a friend on Facebook or LinkedIn or Insta, that kind of thing. This might be past clients, people you've worked with in the past. Who aren't using you now for whatever reason, they're a lot warmer than cold. Ideally, you didn't end on bad terms, obviously. And often it's businesses that you are already marketing to. Okay, so you may have been in contact with them somehow in the past, or in the relatively recent past as well. So that's the warm list. They know who you are. They kind of recognize your name or your business, and they may be even a bit warmer than that. The hot list, that's your existing clients. Okay. And referrers as well. And often, depending on the business, it might be your sort of service / maintenance type work as well, because that work typically has little lead time. Okay. So we've got three types of lists. We've got a cold list, ice cold, don't know who we are. We've got a warm list, know who we are, but aren't necessarily clients at the moment. And the hot list is our existing clients or existing people who refer as well. So when I mean refer, look, let's say you're a landscape contractor, that might be a landscape architect who consistently refers jobs to you. If you do, high-end bathrooms, or you're, you know, do certain type of glazing work or whatever, you may have some referrers or some relationships with architects, etc., who might specify what you do or your type of work. So those kind of people. So what we're going to do is we're going to create two lists here, and we're going to do it right now. So first off, we're going to create a hot list. So I'm going to put 6 minutes on the timer, Toby, and I want you to come up with ideally 10. Just there's a question there from Toby. Bring the cold to the warm list and the warm to the hot list. 100%, 100%. Definitely should do that. That's another discussion. The prospect nurture list system is a great way to warm people up. But this is your hot list right now. And the reason we want a hot list right now is, let's say we're short of work or we need something to happen quickly. First person we're going to call is our hot list. Next would be our warm list. Last would be the cold list, because the hot list and the warm list are going to bear fruit more quickly. So 6 minutes on the clock. I want you to come up with 10 names who you would consider people on your hot list. So they're existing clients who like you, who know you, or existing referrals. If you can't get 10, let's get as many as you can. You need their name, company name, and the mobile number. Let's do it. Wait, cool. Okay. So we've got the hot list. I want to do the warm list as well. Okay, so we'll put 4 minutes on the clock for that, Toby, please. We'll punch it out real quick. So remember, the warm list is not necessarily people that you're working with right now, but people who are on your database, people you've talked to before, people who are in your social media, businesses that you're already marketing to, maybe past clients you haven't done work with for some time. Okay. So you've got, yeah, let's go. 4 minutes. Let's build our warm list. Name, company, mobile number, and email. You might need to do some searching around to find the mobile. That's fine. Even if you have an office number, is better than nothing. But obviously, mobile number of owner or person who decides on work is what you want. You want to talk to the decision maker. All right, done. Cool. Okay, so we've got the lists now. We've got a hot list and a warm list. We've got some... thanks, Neil. Cool. We've got our money list sorted out. Next thing is we need to be prepared. So, you know, we need to script it. We need to know what to say. It's real simple. I have a script here. Here we go. So the key with using the phone is how you come across, how you sound is just as important, actually more important than what you actually say. So we don't want to come across all crazy and over the top, but we do want to come across as confident and ideally funny. Humor unpacks a whole lot of stuff. So perhaps the best part of any script is the opening. And this is how we're going to open. We're going to say, hey, is that the famous Cam? Now, when someone says, is that the famous Cam? You cannot help but laugh or think that's a bit different, and it gets your attention. So this is how you're going to start. We want to be confident and funny. We want to get a bit of a laugh and just, you know, be kind of chilled. So confident and funny. Hey, is that the famous Ian? Is that the famous Neil? And they'll say, oh, no, can't be me. Or, oh, ha, ha, ha. You're cool. And then you just say, hey, Neil, it's Tony from Tony's Plumbing Limited. Really simple. So anyone can do that. The next part in here, and this script is not difficult, is just to build a little bit of rapport. Okay. And that's just normally what you do in conversation. So we just want to create a connection point. And there is a bunch of examples in here that you can use. And you could add others as well. You can say, hey, I was driving past and, you know, your project on Smith Street. How's the project going? Or I saw one of your vans or your trucks driving around this morning and thought of you. Or I saw your post on Facebook about blah, 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 blah. Or I was talking to John and I didn't realize you were friends. Or, hey, I was thinking of you this morning. As simple as that. And then you ask, how are you doing? So it's just have some, a bit of small talk, build a bit of rapport off the back of, you know, is that the famous John? That's just how you have a conversation with someone. The next part, though, is really, really critical. This is where you take back control. So just be pretty straight up and say, hey, anyway, I should get to the point. Hey, the reason for calling is I've got a favor to ask. Now, most people, when you say to them, hey, I've got a favor to ask, most people are like, oh, yeah, cool. And you just tell them what the favor is. Really simple. Hey, we've got a gap in our work over the next couple of weeks. I was wondering if you have any electrical work, plumbing work, landscaping work that you need help with that we could do. So you've just asked and you keep silent and let them respond. Don't say anything. Now they're going to say one or two things. Oh, no, we don't, which is fine. Cool. They might say, oh, I might do. Or they might say, yeah, actually, we've got a couple of things that we need sorted out. Or yeah, there's a couple of things we've been thinking of getting done, whatever it is. You can talk through the details, book the work in if you want to. Or if they say no, you say, hey, no problem. Just thought, hey, if you think of anything, it'd be great if you could let me know. Have a great day. That's it. Real simple. Okay. So the key is how you start. Hey, is that the famous Tony? And have a bit of a laugh. Introduce yourself. John, it's Tony from XYZ Electrical. And then we talk about the connection point. So, hey, I was just driving past your project on Smith Street. How's the project going? Have a bit of a chat about it. Anyway, I should get to the point. The reason for calling is I've got a favor to ask. Hey, look, we've got a gap in our work over the next couple of weeks. I was wondering, do you have any work that you need help with that we could do? And just have a conversation about that. Remember, it's a numbers game. You might need to call a few people. If no, no problem. Hey, if there's anything pops up, be great if you'd let us know. Have a great day. Really, really simple. So that's the script. It's there. Everyone should have a copy of it.
Hey, Phil's asked, how would you modify this for a residential customer that you might have, Tony?
My question would be, what would you need to modify? Like, all you would need to modify is the connection point here. Yeah, for connection. Hey, I remember the job we did for you a couple of years ago. How's that going? Or if you know something about their family, how's the kids? Or it could be anything, just anything you'd have in a normal conversation.
And you might choose to keep it simple there as well, just the hey, I was thinking about you this morning, or even just how you doing.
Yep, I was driving through your area, so Damon just said.
I was driving past your house this morning, wondering, yep. Do you still live there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's it. Okay. So in a minute, we're going to get on the phone and make some calls. Sharp intake of breath. We're going to do it right here, right now. Now, I know some of you are going to say, oh, I've got way more work than I need. I don't need any more work. That's fine. If that's you, what we're going to do is we're still going to make the calls, but instead of asking for work, we're going to say this. We're going to say, anyway, I'll get to the point. The reason for calling is I just wanted to check in and see how you're finding working with us. We'd love some feedback. Okay, so you can use this as a customer service call, but everyone is going to get on the phones now. I know it might be a bit tricky for a couple of time zones. We'll just do the best that you can. If you can't call, let's do this via an email. But if you can call, it's the right time of day. You're not sending emails. You need to call because it's way better. Okay. Now, before we get into that, we need to get into state. Okay, so we've done breathing, which is great. Another thing I find fantastic for getting in state is just a quick bit of exercise. So what we're going to do now is everyone, we're going to do 10 press-ups. That's it. Okay? So let's get on the floor. If you can't do a press-up, do a knees press. We're just going to do 10. All right, let's all do it. I don't think you can see me on the camera doing it. It'd be a bit weird. I'll try my best, but I'll count them out. Let's go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Right, back up. Nice big deep breath. Right, here's how it's going to work. I said this is a workshop. What's that? No time limit. Here's how it's going to work. We have, what's the time? 12 o'clock. We have 20 minutes. 20 minutes of calling. Call as many people as you can. You're going to start with your hot list. Okay. Scott, call other people that you haven't called already. Or do a customer service call. I want everyone to get on the phone. So, Toby, can we get 20 minutes on the clock, please? Yep, I know some places won't be open yet in Perth. I know it's tricky. But they should be pretty close. Call the cell phones of the business owner. Okay. Grab the script. Grab your hot list. Start with the hot list. Okay. Now we're going to report back as well. So 20 minutes. Let's go. If you had some wins and haven't put them down yet, please put them in the chat because it's very important that we share the wins and you can see how powerful it is and how incredibly profitable this thing is, particularly when you hit your hot email. So Ollie's just said, having one property manager looking into some maintenance work for us, they've secured 2x custom frameless showers and mirrors with one of our builders and that are ready to measure in the next few weeks. That's so good, man. Ben and Fliss got one new job and got told one of our usual customers we might be their favorite guys. So good. Pete and Lynn got some nice feedback from the clients we called. Cool. So Chris and Chantel, I think, have written down there.
I booked a couple of meetings with some housing companies and some maintenance work from existing corporate customers. Awesome. Mark talked to a builder I haven't worked for a number of years, got 7 houses to price. Nice. Phil didn't get a job, but people responded positive. First cold calls ever. Yeah, well, bit of a change, mate. But good
start. Warm calls. Dan's got a school keen on you going to use us moving forward. Sent them an email after the call to list our service contact details. Cool. What do we got here? Calvin spoken to 2 property managers, large aged care groups surrounding some positive meetings. That's awesome. David got a quote for a body corp, this Arvo urgent job for landscaping and then ongoing maintenance. So good. This is epic. Alex, that was out of control, even speaking with only 3 people. Yeah. Tim and Dylan got some good feedback from a couple of builders, got some constructive criticism as well. Better to know than not know. Tyann and had a few good laughs as well. I just missed Ben and Tyann's one. Where is it?
I got in contract with a new housing company and he's sending through some plans to quote.
Yep. Murray got 2 small jobs for now, 1 large kitchen to price. Brett, good reaction to that. Is that the famous? Yeah. Who had a great reaction to that? Like it works its ass off. If you just deliver it and don't feel awkward, it's an amazing way to unlock the conversation. Confident and funny. Is that the famous Chris? Is that the famous Mick? Is that the famous Blake? Builder loved it, yeah. People love to work with people that they like. And being confident and funny is a great way to like. David spoke to 2 contractors and a realtor about work. One guy is sending me leads he can't do. Magic, mate. Well done. So good. All righty. This has been fun. Give me a thumbs up if this was fun. Yeah, it's so good. Give me a thumbs up if it wasn't fun, but you did it anyway and you were kind of amazed by the results.
Brian Jones.
Yeah,
where you going? Just booked in a kitchen alteration, a house alteration, and 2 large houses to quote as well. Huge win. Nice. Killer. Damien just had a voice message from the first company I called, but they didn't answer. And they left me a voice message, which we're on their list to call. Good timing. Sweet. Andy Price, 2 more jobs to quote. Awesome.
Crazy. Blake, expression of interest sent to 2 architecture firms. Cool. Trevor and Vinette, too early in the morning here, got voicemail each time. Yeah, okay. We can do it later. I know it's hard to get the perfect time for everyone. We tried our best. Yep. I love that one from Graham and Michelle. One of our designers we work with has a big design coming our way to price. One of the pool installers told us that his clients only wants to work with us for the landscaping work. Cool. Great stuff. Okay, team. So you can see how powerful having a list and calling with the script is. You can use this when you have that, you know, that gap in the workflow, or if you do project work and you can see there's a gap coming, get on the phone now to get plans to price so you have stuff ready for when that gap actually falls down. Great work. Hey, I love the energy that everyone brought to this and getting in and doing it. It's killer. And the key thing we need to do is just to remember to use it when the time's right.